This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes.
Is success without a successor really failure? Today, a look at the necessity of investing in the next generation as we study Numbers chapters 26 through 30. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me share with you one of the most profound statements I have ever read. It comes from Robert Coleman's book, The Master Plan of Evangelism, and it says, and I quote, "One must decide where he wants his ministry to count. In the momentary applause of popular recognition, or in the reproduction of his life in a few chosen men who will carry on his work after he is gone." Really, it's a question of which generation are we living for? Do you know many people who are living with the next generation in mind? Probably not. Most of us have more than we can handle today without worrying about the next generation. And it would seem that Moses could have been caught up in the same trap with all that he had to do, but he wasn't. For years, he had been investing his life in a young man named Joshua. I've often wondered about the many conversations they had during all those events in the wilderness years. After it became plain to Moses that he would not be permitted to enter the promised land, new leadership needed to be chosen. Self-centered leaders do not promote the honor of their successors, but this was certainly not the case with Moses. We find him on his knees praying before God that God would make it clear who should take his place. You and I have a great responsibility to pray for the succeeding generations of leaders in the work of Jesus Christ, that the work of Christ might flourish and advance long after we are in our graves. His prayer concerned the people, that they might not be sheep with no shepherd to guide them. When Moses prayed, God pointed to Joshua as the new leader of the people. Joshua had proven himself as a man of courage in his battle with Amalek, as a man of humility, having spent many years as Moses' servant, and as a man of faith who brought back a good report when the spies returned from the land. Joshua was described as a man in whom is the Spirit. Now let me ask you a question. In the midst of your present Christian endeavors, are you training someone to continue that ministry? It's been said that success without a successor is failure. Is there someone in the next generation in whom you are investing your life? That's what parenting is all about. And by the way, our children are one of the greatest opportunities for developing disciples of Jesus Christ for future years. And this same discipling of younger men and women is what must happen if our churches as well will continue in the work of Christ and advance in power. Which generation are we living for? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Have you gotten too far away from God to come back to Him? Join us for an encouraging answer tomorrow on Daily Discipleship.